All righty. Listen up. Everybody stop what you're doing. Form a line, please. Well, I would like to say that I'm very proud of many of you for going so far today. From where we started a couple of weeks ago, things have definitely changed. So good job, everybody. Give them a hand, please. Right. So in 2 weeks, we'll be starting proper preparations for our very first tourney. I hope everyone's excited, and I hope everyone is getting ready mentally, physically, emotionally for this huge event. It might not be huge, relatively speaking, to many other tourneys, but it's a big step for many of you. So, I'm going to dismiss you early. Please don't forget to take care of yourselves out there right before our next practice. I think that is next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. All right? So go ahead, get going. And for the rest who I have not spoken to yet, I'll send you messages later on. I don't know if you know who you are, but by the end of the day, you will know exactly who I'm talking to. Please do not take this as an offense. It's just merely a need to work on a couple more things. I think soon enough you'll be in fighting shape anyways, so don't worry. Oh, by the way, you? If you could just grab your stuff and stay here for a bit. When everyone's gone, I need to speak to you. Yeah. Don't worry, you're not in trouble. I just think we need to discuss a couple of things ASAP. Great. Thank you. I'll be waiting here. Ah, there it is. The star of my show. Listen, when this season started, I pegged you as one of the best performers in my team. You work well, you work hard, you work smart. Your reflexes are something else. However, I have noticed a couple of things recently. You seem to not be there, not be present. Every time I walk by you, you are easily distracted, easily pinned down by your opponent. I'm not quite sure what's going on here. But really, I would be very disappointed if one of my early stars just faded away so quickly. So I want to get to the bottom of this, right here and right now. There's a reason why you've been distracted lately, and I'd like to know why. In the first session, you were amazing. You were great. You were powerful. I can't stop looking at you. And then, after that, I could just see you slowly fading away, session after session after session. Every time I come by, your eyes just dart towards me and you have like a mini panic. I don't quite understand why. Of course, it could be a very simple explanation, but I don't really want to go there unless I have proof. Well, I think you have an idea, you, of all people, would have an idea as to why you're so easily distracted. And I have my theory, too. But it is a little bit inappropriate for me if I went ahead of myself and said something that might not even be true. Perhaps I'm just looking at this the wrong way, you know? Maybe you have something else going on. behind the scenes that I'm not really seeing, that you don't really bring to the mat. Yes. Or maybe your issue is about something on this mat or someone on this mat. No, I'm not insinuating that you're attracted to one of your teammates. However, I'm not new to this. I'm a female coach. And you, well, you're not a teenager anymore, but you definitely still have some raging hormones in you. I could tell. So I'm not gonna ask you to look inward, you know, to look at what else might be distracting you. I'd like to invite you to just look down, because I don't know if it's our sudden proximity. I don't know if it's because you know that you're just about to get caught. I don't know if it's your imagination that's running wild. But if you look down, a tent is forming very, very prominently down there. I think it's because of me. Is it too arrogant for me to say that? I'm much more older than you and more experienced. I've handled men who have wrestled with me, suddenly having a hard-on because it's, well, it's either their first time wrestling a woman, or maybe they were attracted to me before, or, you know, other reasons. Sometimes men just can't help it. The same way that I think you just can't help it right now. And I want my team to win. I want you to keep shining as the star of this team. That's why I asked you to stay here when your teammates have gone, because I think the two of us have to have some training to be done. Don't you think? I think the two of us needs to help you, well, release some of that unwanted tension. You shouldn't be intimidated by me. Because yes, sure, I'm petite. And yes, even if I'm petite, my muscles are definitely a little bit of a surprise factor for the many men I've tried to date. Or is that why you're attracted to me? Is it because of my small size, but my very visible, very firm, strong muscles? Yeah. Are you imagining me pinning you down with my strength? Yeah. I've been called a muscle mommy a couple of times, and I don't really mind. I think it's very sweet. But memes aside, I'm going to propose something for you, okay? Clearly, it's very difficult for you to be working hard with that hard cock of yours, but let me motivate you. Let me give you an incentive while we train tonight. We're going to wrestle, you and I. And if you are able to focus hard enough and do your very best to pin me down, I'll let you do whatever you want with that hard cock of yours. Sounds fair? I don't think there's anything inappropriate about this. After all, we're both consenting adults. Well, I'm assuming you're consenting, but you must give me your consent first. So, if you agree, then cool. If you don't agree, then we could just wrestle, and that's it. I'm simply giving you an irresistible incentive. Besides, I have a feeling that if you get to fuck me and fulfill your wildest desires with me, then the next session, hopefully, you can focus and actually get your head in your game, and we will all have a very successful tournament up ahead. Yeah? So really, let's think about the team here. This is for the team, right? This is for your improvement. And this is for my pleasure, I guess. I haven't been challenged by a student before, so this is going to be fun. Anyways, get into position. 3, 2, 1, go. You think it would be that easy? I may have a small frame, but I can certainly take a couple of men bigger than my size down a peg or two. Oh, you really are hard. Tell me, how long have you been fantasizing pinning me down like this, huh? You have to try a bit harder. I'm not gonna make it easy on you. Just because you turned me on to. I'm not gonna give up that easily now. We're gonna keep trying like this, huh? So this is how you are when you're fucking motivated. Fuck. I'm fine. I really have to work on my hips. Oh, fuck. All right. Looks like you win. Now the question is, are you gonna go and keep me pinned down like this? Or are you going to do something else? Huh? I told you, if you can successfully pin me down like this, you can do anything your hard cock desires. By the way, I'm feeling your cock up my ass. I think the answer is pretty clear now. Go ahead. Claim your prize. You deserve it. Ooh! I'm a bit excited to pull my pants down, aren't we? I accept. From the looks of it, you've been raring to go for a long fucking time, and here's your chance. You know I'm dripping wet already. You've been grinding up against my pussy for a while. I've been wet through these pants. Go ahead. Thrust it inside me. I won't care. Oh, fuck. I've never been pinned down by a cock like this before. Yes. Fuck. Oh, don't hold back from me. You certainly weren't holding back from me when you were wrestling me just a while ago. So go ahead. Fuck me. Fuck your coach. Why don't you? You got me pinned down like this already. Why don't you fuck your good coach's pussy? So tight and wet and so eager for your big strong cock to pin me down and pump all of that cum inside me. Fuck. Oh, your cock feels so good. That's it. Keep pinning me down and show me how strong your fucking cock is. I can handle it. You have such a strong cock, and I'm pretty strong too. I can handle. I can handle it. Husband can compete with you. Fuck, 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 fuck. I should have pushed for this, and I should have a long time ago. Wait, is that your finger? Oh, you wanna play it that way, huh? To tell you, I can do anything with your hard cock. So, fine. I guess it's one way to not get me pregnant. I haven't been on protection for so long, so. You can fuck me up the ass if you want it. Fuck! Oh, you're so big. I'll take it. You really think I'll slump too soon, too quickly? I'll have you know, I train my glutes every fucking day, you know. And that's why it's so fucking tight too. Yes. Oh, fuck. Keep your fingers on my clit, please. Yes. Fuck. Please. Oh, I'm so cold. Don't want to move. Oh God, I don't want to move. I've never been fucked that way in all my years. Jesus. Maybe my girlfriends were right. Younger men really do pose a better challenge. And better rewards too. Oh, I can feel your cum leaking down my thighs. No, leave it alone. I kind of like feeling like a dirty whore. Fuck. I'll tell you what. The tournament's coming up soon. You give me the best fucking performance of your life. I'll be doing the same. There's a hotel that I really enjoy coming to. When the nights get a little bit so stressful. I don't share this with anybody else. But if you win, I'll make sure you're properly rewarded right after the tournament. Good job. I can tell. You'll be a fucking world champion soon. Oh, fuck. And I thought my hips were okay. Looks like I need to flex it out a bit more.